Rusty Quill presents.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the American Bison 2. Here's what's happened since the first one. I put out an album called The American Bison. Wobegon is in its 12th season. I got a dog that I named Riga after a location in the show Wobegon. I got a new computer with more RAM in it. I write 100 postcards a month now. I have written at least 200 songs for soundtrack purposes. I don't see the possum anymore, probably because of the dog, though I have made better friends with the neighborhood dogs and their owners. I didn't go camping this fall because Riga is not trained well enough to go with me, which means that I saw no American bison or elk. I reread The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle by Haruki Murakami. I did work while I assured people that I was taking a break. I downloaded and deleted a dating app twice. My landlord told me that, quote, I'm old enough to be getting married unprompted. The dishwasher broke and I didn't fix it. I held a fundraiser for my ex-roommate's cat that made $350. I killed thousands of ants that were coming out of an electrical socket. I ate a chili cheeseburger at a park with my mother and my dog. I bought another cowboy hat. I saw a mandolin being given away on the side of the road, and I didn't take it because I have two. I did an interview about my podcast with the Michigan Daily. I recorded guest appearances and side roles for several podcasts. I am a cowboy in each of them. I broke my phone on a walk with my dog. I recentered my life around my dog. I bought a car to replace my old car, which had a habit of breaking down. The new car promptly broke down. I reset my hedonic treadmill so that I still don't have everything that I want, despite having what I wanted before. I became successful enough on the internet that people sometimes say mean things about me. I figured out how to talk myself out of unfounded anxieties, sort of. People asked me if there was going to be an American Bison 2, and I said, maybe. Bison 2, and I said...
Of a steer to a cowboy's ear is music of sweetest strain,
and the yelping notes of the gray coyotes to him are a glad refrain, and his jolly songs speed him along as he thinks of the cowboys with golden hair who is waiting there at the bars of the whole corral for a kingly crown in the noisy town. His saddle he wouldn't change. No life so free as the life we see way out on the Yaso Range. His eyes are bright and his heart is light as the smoke of his cigarette. There's never a care for his soul to bear, no trouble to make him fret. The rapid beat of his bronco's feet on the sod as he speeds along keeps living time to the ringing rhyme of his rollicking cowboy song. Hike it, cowboys! Thank you.
or the range away on the back of a bronc of steel, with a careless flirt of the rawhide quirt and a dig of a rowel heel. The winds may blow, but thunder growl, or the breezes may safely moan. A cowboy's life is a royal life, his saddle his kingly throne. Saddle up, boys, for the work is play, when love's in the cowboy's eyes, when his heart is light as the clouds of white that swim in the summer skies.
Did I hear someone talking about me? Very frightening for children.
It's scary now, but nothing frightens me.
Dreamland, we try to think positive, encouraging thoughts. And as Jessica said,
word mean to you?
Extremes. Fear. Fear is in the negative energy spectrum, and fear is in the positive energy spectrum.
Duh.
Excuse me? No, duh is a product of fear. Now,
What exactly did you say to Ms. Farmer?
I'll tell you what he said.
I was a fan of the original American Bison mixtape, so I was pleasantly surprised to learn that there was going to be a sequel, The American Bison 2. Unfortunately, it seems like The American Bison 2 is a sequel album in name only. When The American Bison came out on the Wobegon podcast feed, it was retitled as Wobegon Beats to Work Sleep Study 2. And that title signified the ambitions of the album, a lo-fi hip-hop album that was meant to be pleasant background music, music that didn't necessarily steal the focus for itself. If that was something that you appreciated about the original mixtape, then The American Bison 2 might find you disappointed. It makes much heavier use of vocal samples as well as his own singing, which causes the tracks to demand attention. This is most evident on the track No Life So Free As The Life We See, a song with sloppy autotune and a very silly poem about a cowboy. The song seeks to elevate itself above background music, but it does this at its own peril, because focusing on it causes the listener to acknowledge how grating and asinine its individual elements are. This goofiness continues onto other tracks like Dream Bunny, Yummy Cake, and Horse, whose vocal samples are just sounds of horses and people saying the word horse. Perhaps worst of all is the track A Negative Review of The American Bison 2, which is exactly what it sounds like, an aggressively meta-imagined negative review of the album that the song itself is on. He didn't take a trip to the Elk and Bison Prairie this year, and that fact feels like a synecdoche for what is missing from The American Bison 2, which is the American Bison-ness of it. I imagine that some fans will appreciate the slicker production than on the first American Bison, but I found it underwhelming. 2.5 stars.
Mom, I absolutely have to have patients to my vacuum cleaner. I have a cleaning lady coming on Monday. Can't have a cleaning lady coming with no vacuum cleaner.
Buffaloes rank amongst ruminants. The magnificent dark brown frontlet and beard of the buffalo, the shaggy coat of hair upon the neck, hump, and shoulders, terminating at the knees in a thick mass of luxuriant black locks. Say nothing of the dense coat of finer fur on the body and hindquarters, give to our species not only an apparent height equal to that of the gaur, but a grandeur and nobility of presence which are beyond all comparison amongst ruminants.
Here's everything that's happened to me since I wrote the first track of The American Bison 2. I wrote 13 more tracks for The American Bison 2. One of them is the one you're listening to.
The magnificent dark brown frontlet and beard of the buffalo.
I regretted saying that I found a way to talk myself out of my anxieties in track one. That's just not true.
The shaggy coat of hair upon the neck, hump, and shoulders.
I started playing soccer with Riga. She loves the soccer ball way more than the tennis ball.
Terminating at the knees in a thick mass of luxuriant black locks.
I watched a horror movie with a scary deer in it, and then went outside and there was a scary deer in my yard.
To say nothing of the dense coat of finer fur on the body and hindquarters.
I took a guest role in an audio drama, and I am not a cowboy in that episode.
Give to our species not only an apparent height equal to that of the gaur.
I lied several more times and said that I was relaxing when actually I was working on the show.
But a grandeur and nobility of presence, which are beyond all comparison amongst ruminants.
And I decided when it gets warm, I'm going back to the elk and bison prairie.